was me. So I went back to my hotel room and wrote the first three chapters of what would become my darkest prayer, longhand, on hotel stationery. I read it on the train as I returned to Virginia and slowly came around to the idea that it wasn't half bad. I'm still of that opinion. Are there growing pains apparent in the narrative? Are there some parts that are rough-hewn, like the head of a splitting maul? Is it a good first effort? Yes, yes, and I think so. I think what you will find in this book, apart from quite a few interesting characters, some compelling villains, and more than a few southern colloquialisms, is the shadow of a writer finding his place, finding his seat around the campfire. I hope you enjoy this tale of loss and love and the cost of violence. Nathan and Skunk and Walt and the rest of the crew are some of my oldest friends. And like old friends, they were there before the Halcyon days. They have stayed with me through the good times and the bad times, and I love them for it. Well, that's enough maudlin reminiscing. That's not why you came here, is it? Why don't you take a seat? Relax. Let me tell you a story. S.A. Cosby, Gloucester, Virginia, April 2022. Revenge is a confession of pain. Old Latin proverb. Prologue. I could see the headlights cut through the dark and the mist enveloping the cemetery. I knew Skunk was driving slow and easy because the lane was filled with potholes and ruts. The Gethsemane Baptist Church is located on the other side of the county, near the North River. Digging a grave behind that church is like digging a well. Many years before I was even a gleam in my father's eye, the church elders purchased a field near a grove of twisted mulberry trees. The branches looked like dancing skeletons as they were illuminated by the headlights. I was standing near a freshly dug grave covered by two large pieces of plywood. I leaned on my short camping shovel like it was a cane. A folding stepladder lay at my feet. Skunk pulled up and stopped his car so that his trunk was lined up with the edge of the grave. He got out, and I heard his keys jangle as he unlocked the trunk. I expected to be assaulted by the stench, but we had sealed up the body well with duct tape and a thick tarp. We flipped the plywood over and exposed the gaping maw of the grave. Tomorrow, the gravediggers would drop a 2,100-pound concrete vault in this hole. A few hours later, a 280-pound casket would be lowered in the vault, and the whole thing would be covered with about 100 pounds of dirt. The edges would be filled in and tamped down, and then the gravediggers would move on to their next job. Only Skunk and I would know. This was the final resting place for two dead souls. There was a hot, greasy film in my throat, like I had drunk shots of whiskey mixed with gasoline. My mouth was rapidly filling with spit. Skunk turned and stared at me. "Y'all right, Hoss?" he said. I gripped the shovel tight. What I wanted to say was that I didn't feel all right. I didn't think I would ever feel all right again. "Yeah, I'm good. Let's get it done," I said. Chapter 1. I handle the bodies. That's what I say when people ask me what I do for a living. I find that gets one of two responses. They drift away to the other side of the room and give me a sideways glance the rest of the night, or they let out a nervous laugh